Hey, everybody. Hello. Welcome to another edition of A Day at the Beach. It's podcast number 40. And here we are, November 17th, 2011. Welcome to the show, everybody. Got some cool things lined up. Not a whole lot of music. I played a lot of new music. Not a whole lot of new music this time around. A couple CDs, like the one I'm going to start the show off, The Mystery Men. From their CD, Session Obscura. We're going to start off with Preparation Space. And then I've just picked out a whole bunch of things out of the old library, kind of at random this time around. And we'll just see how the show goes, okay? These are the Mystery Men. My name's Clint. It's A Day at the Beach number 40. Thanks again for checking it out. Those were the Submersions we just heard from. Submersions go way back. And, that was a song called So Sensitive off of a CD called Raw Love Songs from My Garage to Your Bedroom. All right? I guess I could just dedicate that to you, huh? I'm right next to the garage anyway, but anyway, I'm in the studio. The makeshift, it used to be a bedroom until the kids moved out. Now we've converted it into an office / studio. Before that, the Wadadley Riders from their CD, Surf Music Kings of the Caribbean. We heard Hurricane Season. Sandblasters before that, the CD is called Cactus Stingray. And the song was called... Ray Gun Smasher. Boy, that goes way back too. 1998 is when that CD came out. And brand new music, though, started the show off with The Mystery Men. The CD's Session Obscura, and the song was Preparation Space. Congrats go out to Jeff, who won the Pounding Surf DVD for last podcast's giveaway. The thing he had to come up with was in the Halloween podcast of a couple weeks ago, I played a little clip from a... opening TV show of the Alfred Hitchcock series, where he describes a cure for insomnia that comes in capsule form but must be implied internally with a handy applicator. Well, those things were bullets, and yes, the applicator was a pistol, and Jeff correctly and was the first one to identify that. And in the mail was the Pounding Surf DVD, narrated by Paul Johnson, also has some surf drum instructions to it as well. But for now, let's get back to some music. A Swedish band called Bustin' Burritos. This CD goes back to 2004. The song is called Them Tango Tourist. We'll be right back. Hey, we just heard from the Amphibians. Not the Amphibians, the Amphibians. With a song called Peter Gunn in Reverse from a little CD called It's Alive. Turn that down just a bit, don't you think? Les Fradkin and a band called Get Wet did a song called Key West Sunset. And that's the CD is A Day at the Beach. Thank you, Les. There's even a song on there I think he wrote in my behalf called A Day at the Beach. I didn't play that. I decided to go with Key West Sunset. Retroactive Gamma Rays with a song called Speakeasy from their CD Activate before that. And then we had Chum doing Strummer. I did that, Dave. That's for Danger Johnson, a co-worker of mine. Hope you like that, Danger. He's a big Clash fan. And Chum's CD was For Those About to Surf. And the Bustin' Burritos with the opening song in that set, Them Tango Tourist. And the CD is called, dig it out from the pile here, For Your Russian / Mexican Mental Pictures. For Your Russian Mexican Mental Pictures. That was the Bustin' Burritos again from Sweden, of all places. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's podcast number 40. Hope you're enjoying it. This is a band up next that I have really, really enjoyed. Boy, they have a couple CDs out, and that's all. I wish they would put out more. But they're called the Veritones, and pretty cool stuff. Give a listen here. This is called Surf Blaster.
Hello, and welcome to the best show in town. Yeah. 今日はみんなポリオデルマールのために来てくれてありがとう。まあどういうわけか、彼らは日本でライブをやってるようにしたいらしいんだ。だから俺もそんな感じでやってるんだけど、実はここはサンフランシスコなんだよね。そして今夜はこのバンドのライブ CD のレコーディングだから、みんなでたくさん騒いで楽しもうぜ。ありがとう。そしてこれからもサンフランシスコでナンバーワンのポイオデルマールをよろしく頼むぜ。
right, those are the Supertones right here on A Day at the Beach. It's podcast number 40. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've got a few more songs before I wrap things up. Supertones with Point of No Return off of their CD, All for a Few Perfect Waves. Before that, the live Pollo Del Mar with Cutlass Supreme that comes from their Live in Japantown CD. Ninth Wave before that from their new CD, Victory at Sea, we heard Liquid Summer. The Takeoffs, another new CD, these guys from Hawaii did Scrubbed at Middles. That's from a CD called Blue Avalanche. Cool CD, I really, you know, I tend to like a lot of the traditional stuff more. I'm sure you picked that up as you've listened to the podcast. I'm really enjoying that new Takeoff CD, as well as the Veritones. I've enjoyed that CD for years and years. The CD is called Jetty Subject to High Surf, and the song was Sandblaster, first song on that CD. So anyway, thanks again for listening. I'm going to wrap things up with number 40 here, and turning a new page on the website. Rick is busy getting ready for podcast 41 through 60, so stay tuned for that. Okay, up next, a band called Deep Sea. The CD is Broken Arrow. I think this is the only CD that I know of that these guys came out with. Anyway, Deep Sea is going to perform The One That Never Was. And then after that, I'm pre-introducing the song, aren't I? Mr. Neutron from beautiful New Jersey. They're going to do a song off of their Red Triangle CD called Super Constellation. And then wrap things up with the band called the Thunder Chiefs off of their Dig CD. And I'm going to play Off the Board. And that will wrap things up for podcast number 40. No giveaways this time, but again, thanks to Jeff for giving me the correct answer and winning that DVD Pounding Surf. Thanks again. My name's Clint. It's been podcast number 40. How many times do I need to say that, huh? And let's get into some Deep Sea. Take care. I'll see you next time.
you.